Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Thanks to Student Flights. For all the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669.
We just met Sam just before. Quite the pocket rocket. Quite enthused at this time of night. All sorts of things that she likes, including the beach and people. You're a real people person, aren't you, Sam?
I am. People are fantastic.
All right. No one can be this joyous. Come on.
Oh, I am.
It reminds me of like those, you know, like Miss America or Miss Universe, and they'll ask them like the academic questions. They'll be like, I think world peace is great because glitter pens are fun. Like, it's all right. Like, you do you, girlfriend. Like, this
I've got
this
the happiness of it, but I've got the brutality of something else.
Oh,
like,
right.
I don't have a filter when I talk, but it sounds sweet.
Yeah.
So I've got that, like, little sizzle sass that people don't expect.
Yeah, well, I'm picking up a lot of sizzle sass. And, okay, so you can spin on a dime the second a man or anyone crosses you, then hell have a fury like a thousand Sam scorned.
Yeah, just a little bit, because everyone else would be like, but she's so innocent. And they'll be like, but there's a demon smile.
Jesus! She's so petite and sweet, but she's heinous at the same time. All right, well, let's meet some men, okay? I've never, just FYI, I've never seen the phones light up so much in my life. Like, we've got a couple of producers out there.
You.
No, not me. No, like literally the rest of Australia. Like, we've had people calling up from everywhere, and there's three producers out there. They're all still on the phone to people. We're just beating them off.
No, just not like that. Whack them away with a stick.
With a stick. That's exactly right.
With a stick, yeah.
Oh, having said that, there is a man in the middle called producer Felix who has offered a couple of extras on the side for those not successful on getting through tonight.
We agree not to talk about that.
Let's meet man number one, Sam. We've got Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Jesus!
Good?
It's a three-person speakover. Sam has got a question for you, Alex. Shoot it, Sam.
Hello. So what superpower would you have and why?
Oh, that's a tough one. For me, probably the ability to control H2O in all its forms. So it could be ice, it could be steam. Just anything, probably water. I reckon that would be pretty cool if you go both ways from ice to steam to just water as well.
Oh, that'd be very interesting.
Some chemical reaction. Yeah, well, because you can do, exactly. And you can think of all the different uses for it. Like, steam is definitely cool, especially if you could use it to fly. And then you could use, definitely ice would be pretty cool for different things and stuff. That's something that I've actually thought about a lot.
That's a really cool concept.
That's something that I've thought about a lot, which is a bit weird, but yeah.
Would be the ice, like, Frozone?
Definitely. That's one way to use it as well.
I'm just gonna cut in for half a second. This is all very interesting, but you guys can talk about the steam on your first date if you decide to choose.
No worries.
We can't be having steam and ice chat all night. A very bizarre answer, but it seems like you were picking up what he was putting down. Let's meet man number two. Jeez, cop that, Brody. What a smooth entrance to you in the ice chat. Insatiable chemistry. What's your question?
So, if you could live on land or water, what would you prefer to live on?
I prefer to live on water. Like, you can go anywhere with that. So, you can go to, like, I'd pit stop all the islands, like, as if you wouldn't want to do that. Like, water, 100% all the way, like, swimming. Like, I'm a big fan of swimming, too, as being a PT. So, yeah. So, definitely, like, even living on, like, a boathouse in the water and just, like, traveling across. Yeah, that'd be my big water over land any day.
Nice. It's like my dream.
Yeah, Sam.
Oh, God. No offence, you two on a boat together, that would be one of the best things that I could ever imagine. This is very tough.
Who wouldn't want to live on a boat?
And then Alex gets all jealous and turns the water into steam and you float away.
Oh, no.
He's going to
ice it up on it.
Sabotage. All right, remember how you feel with Brody, Sam. Some good banter there. We've got man number three, final man, Joel. Hello, Joel.
G'day, how you going?
Very good, thank you. But you're not swooning me tonight. You're swooning the lady to my left. Meet Sam. Sam, meet Joel.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Joel.
How you going, sweetheart?
I'm good.
Oh, my God!
That's good.
Jesus!
What's your favourite sport to watch?
Sport to watch? Crikey, I don't watch a lot of sports.
Do you watch any?
Skateboarding. No, I don't. I definitely don't play team sports. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's the first time we've heard Sam a little less than 11 out of 10 in enthusiasm tonight. That doesn't bode well.
You still got time.
That's okay.
Yeah, we still got time.
Really wanted a lacrosse player, though. You said you'd watch skateboarding, huh?
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of skateboarding.
Okay. We've got here that you're a coal miner and you like surfing and motorcycles.
Correct.
Okay. Interesting that if you like surfing, you wouldn't have answered that.
Yeah.
Someone's lying on their resume to get through on the radio show.
Nah, I'm just joking.
Come on.
I'm just joking. Well, yeah, three very cool people, all right? Keeping in mind that anyone who rings up and does this segment, listens to this radio show, is an instant bit of an extrovert and like a cool cat anyway. So there are no losers tonight.
That's true.
Apart from the two people that you're about to reject live on the air. So we had man number one, Alex, who was talking about his superpowers. Any superpower ever. Instead of using a kettle, he would love to boil water himself. Then we had Brody. He would live on the water if he could. Very much an achievable way of living. Houseboat is indeed cheaper than a house. Not sure why he's not living that dream if he feels so passionately about it. And then we've got Joel the surfer, who doesn't like watching surfing or going surfing. if we had to eliminate one right now, keep in mind that you can only choose one to exchange social media details with, but if we had to cut off the bottom crust right now, who has got no chance to get in your pants?
Yeah, it'd be number three, Jolly Boy.
Oh, Jolly Boy. Bow, bow. Her buzzer, not mine. Oh, that's mine. Sorry, Joel. Sorry, Joel.
That's fine.
Am I not pretty?
Oh, no. What have you done? All right. We've got Alex and Brody left in the game. So you can only choose one of these people. Keeping in mind that they might not give permission to exchange social media details with you. So you've got to make sure that you feel there was a genuine two-way connection there. Man number one, Alex, or man number two, Brody? The man who turns water into ice and then back to steam, or the man who just lives on the water?
I think man number one.
Yeah. He impressed you that much with the superpower.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Just the thought that he's put into it. Yeah. It sounds like the thought process I'd have.
Was a lot of thought. Okay. Yeah. Means we've got to say goodbye to Brody. Sorry, Brody.
Sorry, Brody.
Brody. Brody.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brody. The time has come to meet man number one, Alex. He wowed you and impressed you with his superhero power. None of us saw it coming. The time has come. Alex, do you take Sam to be your lawfully wedded social media girlfriend and make it official on Facebook within the next 3 weeks, pending dates go well and you guys hit it off about your superhero powers of turning steam into water, into ice, and back to steam?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Oh, you guys. You guys, settle down. Settle down, you guys. Ooh. This is quite steamy. Oh, quick, turn this steam back into water. Oh, things are getting wet. Oh shit. No, turn it into ice now. Let me
introduce you. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
DJ, switch on the bass and bounce.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Talking hypothetically about a man from America who has been arrested and reprimanded for rubbing some sort of fresh produce, and we don't know what fresh produce it was, but something in the fresh food aisle has tickled his fancy and he's dropped his pants, picked up the fresh produce, and rubbed it up and down his buttocks. Now, I don't know his intentions. I don't know why he's done it. Maybe it was an itch he had to scratch. That's where my bet is, thinking that he picked a prickly pawpaw or prickly pineapple and put it on that bum of his. He could have been a textures man, wanting some sort of smooth-skinned fruit, just to feel the intricacies of the smooth fruit skin on his soft peach fuzz. I don't know. It's all fun and games. And that's why it's time to step foot into Danny Lakey's Hypothetical Funland. What would you do in Hypothetical Funland? What would you do in Hypothetical Funland? What would you do? What would you do? Hypothetical question for you. What would you do in Hypothetical Funland? What what you doing? Hypothetical fun land. What you do? What would you do? Hypothetical question for you. Hypothetically, I'm naked right now, hypothetically rubbing my four nipples, because it's hypothetical fun land and it's important to know that everything here that's said is hypothetical and can't be used as gospel. Now, before we get into the callers on 131060, P.S., it takes a very enlightened being to step into this fourth dimension, this hypothetical world. It gets very uneasy for a lot of people when there's not the sort of the four walls and the boundaries around them. Producer Felix, I did notice that one call that didn't get through was someone from Newcastle, and they suggested Nutella, and then there's a hyphen saying, that's a food, right? Now, was that you writing that's a food, right? Or her saying, that's a food, right?
That was Danielle saying, it's Nutella because that's a food, right?
Wow.
It shouldn't matter because it's hypothetical fun land.
Exactly. That's the thing. And no wonder Producer Felix has said, I'm sorry, mate, you're not fit for broadcast tonight, because hypothetical fun land, it doesn't matter. It could be a food, it could be a drink, you can rub yourself in whatever. It's hypothetical. Not everyone can handle hypothetical fun land. But you can, Ellie, in Brisbane.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can. I was born in hypothetical Funland.
I so was.
So hypothetically, what food would you rub all over your body? That's the question that we're talking about. I've already said champagne ham. I think that'd be, if I had my pick of the bunch, I'd want some sort of glossy meat going on. So what would you choose?
Well, hypothetically, I would, if I was hypothetically alone, or maybe not alone in a store, potentially I would tip a whole bag of sugar all over myself and just rub it all over my body.
Very
tasty.
Now,
I have no idea how it would come off my body.
Doesn't matter.
But it would certainly go on my body. Just tip it, exfoliate. It'd be great.
Okay, so you're hypothetically using it as a skincare sort of a routine, perhaps. A very granulated, dare I say, white sugar, perhaps. And that would get rid of all your blocked
pores. Yeah, you could get the thicker grains and go for the brown sugar.
Yeah, well, it depends how clogged up your pores were, wouldn't it? It sort of depend on your skin tone, how much bacne you really had. Hypothetically, you could be riddled with bacne. Or hypothetically, you could have a 1,000 thread count on the back of your back. And we're just...
You never know, do you?
You just don't. That's the thing with hypothetical fun land.
But hypothetically, we'd end up with really soft skin.
Yeah, you would. Yes.
By the end of it.
Yes, you would. Jordan, on the Gold Coast, welcome to hypothetical fun land. What food would you rub all over your body?
Nutella, chopped up hazelnuts.
See, this is the thing. We had Danielle who said Nutella, but you have already understood that it doesn't matter whether it's a food, a drink, a preserve, perhaps. Hypothetical, so it doesn't really matter. So you'd add the Nutella and the hazelnuts together for a combination.
Definitely, because I'd love to be a Ferrero Rocher for a day.
Oh, yes, you would. Yes, you would. Hypothetically, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe hypothetically I could unwrap you and eat you and suck all the fudge out of you.
Hypothetically.
Maybe literally, I don't know. Sammy in Newcastle on 131060. What food would you like to rub all over you?
Oh, this is so gross compared to everyone else's dances, but I love raw meat, so I was thinking raw chicken.
See, even the most enlightened of beings like myself are struggling to remain in hypothetical fun land here, because I'm immediately think salmonella, food poisonings, bacteria.
Okay. Well, mine is all that yucky stuff, when you're cutting up chicken, I love the feel and steak. I love the feel of raw meat when I'm feeding my dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I bet you
so
do.
So I would just... Yeah. Mm-mm.
It sounds like you're a textures woman. What's happened here is I, as a textures man, can spot a hypothetical textures woman. And even this has gone one step further, because I thought I was being a sicko and I made sure that I got a cured shiny meat.
Well,
but you've got the shiniest meat of all.
Champagne ham. So.
No, raw chicken is shinier than champagne ham. I can tell.
It feels so good.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Love it.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. Thanks to Student Flights. For all the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669.